KQED. From KQED Radio News, I'm Stephanie Martin. This is Quest, a weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. A new law to establish marine protected areas along the California coast just went into effect. No other state in the nation comes close to matching the scope of this ambitious project. Now comes the task of making it work and measuring the results. Scientists have launched their project to count the fish moving over dozens of square miles and to monitor a complex and wide-ranging ecosystem. David Gorn has more.
Outside of the Great Barrier Reef, this is the largest protected area for marine life in the world, the waters off the central coast of California.
We're standing on China Point, which sticks out into Monterey Bay. It's close enough to the Pacific Ocean so that the waves wrap around and really smack it.
Steve Palumbi, biologist at Stanford's Hopkins Marine Station, is looking out over Monterey Bay, one of 29 of the state's new marine protected areas. In all, California drew lines in the water around 18% of the coastal waters, from Santa Barbara up to Half Moon Bay. The new rules took effect last month, banning or sharply limiting fishing along the rim of the coastline.
It's a relatively simple solution to what is otherwise a really horrific problem. That is, the health of the ocean and the health of the life in the ocean is something that is being stressed by all kinds of things, by pollution, by development, by global climate change, by overfishing. All of these things build up to the point where, in a lot of places, the ocean ecosystem has collapsed.
Palumbi says these new marine zones are a little like our national forests and national parks. Just as the national forests are open to logging, about half of the marine protected areas are open to some kind of fishing. And about half of them are like national parks. They're no-take zones, shut off to fishing. The opening task for scientists in these marine protected areas is to count all the fish in them and set a baseline of the marine life living there. That's a $2 million state project. See, it's not so easy to catalog sea life in 200 square miles of open water. It's about 8 a.m. on a dark autumn morning on the University of California research vessel Paragon off the coast of Santa Cruz. Four crew members are getting ready to dive, their air tanks banging against the heavy gear as they pour hot water into their wetsuits to fight off the chill of changing.
Can you turn my air on, please?
Yep.
The divers go in teams of two, one halfway down and one near the bottom. They measure a water alleyway 2 meters wide and 2 meters tall, 150 meters long, counting the fish, invertebrates, and other life in that sample area, says boat captain Dave Benet.
The reef structure is really different. It's a really flat reef. There's these kind of long staircases, and there will be no fish or hardly any life, and then you'll hit one of these ledges, and it'll just be teeming.
Divers counted sea urchins, tube worms, and fish such as kelp greenlings. This Central Coast survey takes 3 to 5 months, and it will be done every year. The main idea of these marine protected areas is to act as a giant nursery, letting adult fish such as the threatened boccaccio grow to a size and age where they can produce greater numbers of offspring. And the overall health of an ocean ecosystem could improve by simply leaving pockets of it alone, says Mark Carr, the UC Santa Cruz biologist in charge of the kelp forest survey. For one thing, an ocean ecosystem in its natural state, he says, could be less vulnerable to pollution or global warming.
A protected ecosystem may, in fact, make those systems more resistant and more resilient. It may be that they recover quicker.
And he adds, if the ocean near these protected pockets has been weakened, a marine protected area could seed the ocean around it with life. For example, in Monterey, a tiny postage stamp of a marine preserve, about 0.3 square miles total, was set up 70 years ago. And over the years, its lush marine life has helped Monterey Bay recover. On a tiny scale, says Carr, that's exactly the kind of success the state is hoping will happen all up and down the coastline of California.
There's no doubt that the MPA process in California is unprecedented. And certainly throughout the country, as well as internationally, everybody's looking at this process big time. Big time.
In particular, officials in Oregon, Washington, and Massachusetts are watching how California is running its program and what kind of results it can produce. And the success or failure of this monumental, landmark effort looks like it's going to be measured fish by fish, one dive at a time. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
The next set of marine protected areas will be established along the northern coast of California. A panel of scientists, fishermen, and other experts are now sifting through proposals for what locations to protect. To see a map showing these areas, go to kqed.org/quest. I'm Stephanie Martin, KQED Public Radio.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.